Thanks, Damien, and good afternoon. A Crescent City man has died in a car collision near Gaskee. The crash occurred on Route 199 near Gaskee yesterday evening, and the California Highway Patrol said the victim was a passenger in a car that collided with a Ford pickup truck. Police say the car was headed south on 199 at 6 o'clock last night, and for some unknown reason, the driver struck a rock on the roadside and the car overturned into the path of another vehicle, a Ford pickup. The passenger of the car, a 67-year-old Crescent City man, was killed at the scene. His name has not yet been released. The driver of the car and also of the pickup truck sustained only minor injuries, and police are investigating that accident. While it may take a few weeks to have the votes from Tuesday's primary certified, the results are clear. County voters like their incumbents. Supervisors Virginia Bass and Ryan Sundberg were easy winners in their respective races, with each winning by more than 500 votes. Other county elected officials who ran unopposed were winners as well, although Sheriff Mike Downey has some explaining to do after he captured only 98% of the vote. All of the other contested candidates, assessor, coroner, etc., each won more than 99%. At the state level, Proposition 42, a veteran's housing bond, won easily, as did Proposition 41, a resolution for more open government reporting, although it failed in Humboldt County. Now it's on to November, where the focus will be on state races and city council contests. As the dust settles from this week's election, it's clear that voters decided to stick with the familiar. Both Virginia Bass and Ryan Sundberg reclaimed their seats on the Board of Supervisors, and while many are celebrating their victories, others are worried by the low number of voters who participated in the election. Mark Lovelace visited a talk shop on Wednesday and spoke about the low voter turnout.
I think that's one of the biggest surprises from last night, definitely, here locally, has to be Maggie Fleming's resounding victory that she got 61%.
Whooping is enough. Yeah. I mean, there's no way to sugarcoat that.
You know, I know when folks had asked me about my prediction, I did think Maggie probably was going to get the plurality, the most votes.
Lovelace went on to analyze the numbers of the election.
But there wasn't any clear correlation of they're going to take a bite out of, you know, Elon, or they're going to take a bite out of Maggie. Something. It seemed like, you know, there wasn't that kind of relationship where they're going to hurt only one candidate. So it was really a very, very surprising result. I don't know anyone that I'd spoken to that hadn't expected this was going to a runoff.
Lovelace added that voter turnout was low across the state, for example. Only 13% of Los Angeles voters showed up to the polls. While still low, more than 22,000 voters cast ballots on Tuesday in Humboldt County. You're listening to KINS News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. It became known as a stain on California social history, social fabric. 20 years ago this month, Proposition 187 qualified for the ballot in California, and in the following election, California voters overwhelmingly voted in support of Bill 59-41. But Proposition 187 never became law in the state because it was struck down by the courts as unconstitutional. It still remains, though, in the California Code. That bill, 187, would have denied undocumented immigrants basic public services, and it was immediately challenged in the court and ruled unconstitutional. And so on June 23rd, the state legislature will vote on a bill, Senate Bill 396, that would erase Proposition 187 from the state books once and for all, and erase what he calls the stain, according to the bill's author, Senator Kevin De Leon. And so that question comes up 20 years down the road on June 23rd in Sacramento. Proposition 187. And that's the news for KINS News and Information. I'm Dave Silverbrand.